الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله we've had our Ramadan may Allah accept all our ibadat we did in Ramadan may Allah accept all our good deeds we did may Allah accept all our zakat sadaqah Taraweeh recitation of the Quran that we did in Ramadan. May Allah accept everything we did and give us immense ajr and reward in Jannah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. As the year continues, we don't stop. Muslims don't stop because life doesn't stop. Alhamdulillah, life every day is new. You wake up in the morning, it's a new day. The sun still rises. You see, the cosmos doesn't take a break. The sun doesn't get a vacation. The sun rises every day. The air is here all the time. Life is continuous. So Islam, as the Quran mentions, follows the cosmos. Everything in the cosmos, in the world, in the universe, follows the system of Islam, which is to submit to the will of Allah. Muslims continue. They don't stop after Ramadan. But Islam is about continuing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because, alhamdulillah, we've covered a milestone of Ramadan doesn't mean we take a break. We don't take a break as life doesn't take a break, and we continue with the mission of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very energizing to see that Muslims and Islam are always in sync with the world, the universe, the cosmos, and that's how we function as human beings, as human society. MashaAllah. So now we look forward to the next phase of the year, which is the Hajj, the Qurbani, which is even more for those of us who are going for Hajj, inshaAllah. May Allah accept our diya and take us there and bring us back safely. Even more grueling than Ramadan itself is the Hajj. Hajj is a time for immense patience, as we know. Hajj is a time for remembering the sacrifices of Ibrahim and his family, mashallah, alhamdulillah. So now we're in a different mode, a different mood of energizing ourselves to meet yet another challenge of ibadah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously asking us to worship Him and to, you know, take on the responsibility, the taklif of Islam, which Islam is a major responsibility. But Allah makes it easy. It's Allah's fadl in Ramadan. This Ramadan, mashallah, people felt very at ease and they fasted quite well, and Ramadan went very smoothly because Allah makes it easy. The tawfiq comes from Allah. And human beings, when they acquiesce to Allah's tawfiq, life becomes much easier rather than fighting with Allah, fighting with Islam and everything else. So this is about us understanding our obligation to fulfill our commitment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we do is we continue what we were doing in Ramadan, and that is leaving what is undesirable. In Ramadan, when we're fasting, we leave everything that Allah doesn't want us to do. Even food, which outside of fasting is halal, but when you're fasting is not halal. So it's easy for us to give up something which is normal and natural for us. Food, very normal, very natural, but we give it up willingly for the sake of Allah, and Allah makes it easy. So the Muslim's mind is now going to project that willingness to serve Allah after Ramadan and continue throughout the year so that he remains a proper and decent Muslim, submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our challenge, that we continue the trend we've established in Ramadan. Allah give us our tawfiq, but this is how Muslims view themselves. And just in case people are derailed, we have another occasion of ibadah in Qurbani and Hajj and everything else, so that we keep on track and we have what we call istiqamah, consistency and constancy in remaining firm in our belief that Allah is our Lord, which the Quran promises that if you do that, then Allah will bless you and guide you, and He will send down angels to meet you when you die. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Indeed, those who now say Allah is our Lord, and they remain steadfast on this code. One is the actual statement, Allah is my Lord. And the other is to remain steadfast and constant and consistent with this claim on a regular basis, day in and day out, you continue. For them, Allah says, that angels will descend upon them, meaning at the time of death, they will be greeted by angels who come from the other world to receive them and say, okay, now we're going to escort you into the other world, because the other world is alien to us. The other world can become very unfriendly to us because we're not used to the cultural shock when we get to the other world. Oh, wow, what is this world? So angels will come and they'll help you ease into the next world. This is for whom? For those who remain constant and have istiqamah and steadfast and continue to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout their lives, continuously, constantly. What is the reward? The reward is that they will be allowed to insert themselves into a new realm, a new existence, a new phase of life, which is nowhere like, nothing like this life. This life is all physical, is body. The other life is all abstract. There's ruh there. But it might be a terrible cultural shock for those who are not prepared to insert themselves into another dimension, totally different, new dimension. So istiqamah, continuing the trend of worshipping Allah, being constant, remaining constant, is something that Allah will reward us for. And that reward is huge, it is immense, because God forbid, if you're not prepared for that, as I said, that you might be in trouble. Allah save us all and protect us all. Yeah. So one of the most important values of Islam, basically, is istiqamah, that you remain steadfast and always in need of Allah's rahmah, because life, as you know, is always changing. Allah has made the world and the universe so that it changes all the time. In the fikhtilafi al-layli wal-nahar, in the vicissitudes and the alternating of the day and night, there are signs for those who think and those who reflect and those who ponder, that there are signs of Allah's creativity in the change. The weather changes from being winter now to spring. Night changes to day and day changes to night. Likewise, you change every day. Your body changes every day. Your family changes every day. People change every day. People's moods change every day. People's jobs change every day. The economy changes every day. The world changes. So this constant idea in the cosmos is that there's always change is permanent. Everybody faces change. Now, you have, well, what is Islam? Islam is giving you the ability to adapt to constant change. That's where the istiqamah is. That's where the consistency is. It doesn't matter what change is, I'm going to remain constant, consistent on one thing, and that is Rabbunallah. Our Lord is Allah. Allah doesn't change. He doesn't need to change. He's constant. He has no need to change. He is who He has always been, and He will be who He is now. Alan kama kan. He's always there. Independent of His creation. But human beings and the cosmos needs to change in just to survive. Change Allah brings into the world so that the world survives and it alternates. Likewise, you know, we were babies now, and then infants, and then adolescents, and now young men, and now old men. Change. What is Islam? Islam is the power that gives you the ability to meet the challenges of change. Doesn't matter, raining, snowing, wind is blowing, there's an eclipse. What do you do when you have eclipses? You change according to the eclipse. How do you change? You follow the sunnah. You follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what do? You engage in ibadah. That's what you do in this, an eclipse. So now you're changing. You are adapting. So this ability and this resilience and this stamina in the human being to adapt to change, and especially through Allah's command and through Allah's system of change, that's immense. It is amazing that you see human beings adapting to change. Now, without Islam, people adapt to change all the time. Even if you don't have Islam, you're forced by nature to adapt to change. Because if you don't, you'll be killed. God forbid there's a hurricane. God forbid there's a flood. God forbid there's a tornado. God forbid there are other calamities that bring about change in front of you. Non-Muslims, Muslims alike, they adapt to it. They adapt to the need of the hour. That's resilience. That's the human being. Allah has made the human being such that he has to adapt to change. But what's different about the Muslims is that their aqidah doesn't change. They're so resilient, their belief in Allah doesn't falter. Doesn't change. They're still the same. God forbid if there are calamities, a Muslim will still pray 5 times a day. Why aren't you adapting to change? So I don't need to adapt to change. I'm adapting with the rules of Allah through Islam, which is a bigger miracle than the resilience all human beings have. Animals adapt to change, as you know. So adapting to change is human. Everybody does it. But not changing your aqidah and your faith and your resolve to continue worshipping Allah, that's a greater miracle. Alhamdulillah, if it's raining outside, you'll still be here for Jummah. Alhamdulillah, we had weather in the winter. Next year we will have fasting in winter. Hopefully everybody will still be fasting. They're not going to adapt to the change. Oh, since now the weather is changing, I must change my attitude towards fasting. We don't do that. Why? Because of this word, istiqama. Thumma istiqama. That they remain steadfast on the principle that Allah is my Lord. So as He's my Lord, He's creating the change, and also He's given me the resolve and resilience not to change my aqidah and move my goalpost for my worldview. Our goalpost doesn't change because of political changes and because of the political climate. So look at the disasters happening to Muslims throughout the world. Gaza, Kashmir, China, Rohingya, Yemen, Sudan, Somalia. It is horrendous. But don't Muslims go and feel sorry for themselves and go into a closet and say, I gotta adapt to this change because there's nothing good happening to Muslims in the world. You don't do that. What do you do? Make dua, brother. Let's make dua. We continue worshipping Allah. This is a ni'mah, and you must appreciate this ni'mah. We don't give up on Allah. We still come for Jum'ah, we still come for Eid. We still do whatever a Muslim does, because a Muslim has this idea built in of istiqamah, continuous, constant worship of Allah, no matter how the world changes. This, my brother and sister, is a miracle. It's Allah's fadl on the ummah. And for those who say that Muslims are no good, think about your statement. Muslims are good because of the tawfiq Allah gives them. Because they still believe in Allah. They'll still say that despite the massacre of Gaza, we will continue to make dua. We don't give up. We don't give up on Allah. And Allah doesn't give up on us. That is the resolve and the resilience of someone who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He will never give it up. And he shouldn't. Because it's the greatest ni'mah on the planet. Usually people succumb to influences that are external. Influences that will change their attitude, move their goalposts, change their understanding how the world is, change their understanding of reality. But this mashallah creation of Allah called the Muslim, he's just so stubborn. This guy won't move. He still believes in Allah. What's wrong with him? Other human beings will change in an instant. A Muslim won't change. This is because intrinsically and innately every Muslim is good. Because they'll always believe in Allah. They'll never give that up. My deen is more precious to me than whatever the world can throw at me. I won't give it up. Because I love Allah. I love the Rasul. I love Islam. I love worshipping Allah. Then for those people, there is this bashara, this glad tiding that Allah will send down angels who will receive us and escort us into the other world. This is ni'mah. We should be proud of it. And we shouldn't stop thanking Allah, being grateful for the ni'mah that Allah has given us. And we should stop condemning Muslims, condemning each other by saying we're useless, we're not united, we're losers. Why don't you see the bright side of Muslims? For once, instead of being so pessimistic, so negative that you don't see yourself and you hate yourself. Self-haters are the most despicable species on the planet. Self-haters. You hate yourself. That is not Islam. Islam makes you hopeful. Islam gives you pride. Islam gives you honor. Islam gives you respect for Allah, for the cosmos. It gives you respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It gives you respect for Islam itself. This is who we are. We should be proud of ourselves and thank Allah that we have Iman in our hearts. Why are you here? You took time out from your work for lunch. Since you're going for lunch, you're here. Who would do that? Only a Muslim can do that. Why? Because the Muslim loves praying. He loves worshiping Allah. He loves Islam. He loves Jum'ah. That's why you're here. And then obviously you have to tolerate the fundraising pitch this guy's going to make in a minute. Huh? You making a fundraising pitch?
No.
Oh. Thank God for that. But we should give. No matter what, we should give. He doesn't have to fundraise. We should give anyway. But what I'm saying is that this idea of istiqamah, you know, the idea of being consistent and remaining firm and showing resilience, that is from within. Allah gives this bil ghayb, this from the unseen. We don't know where this comes from because we can't see it. It's not tactile. It's not something you can touch or breathe or smell. It just is. It's from the ghayb. It's from the unseen. As the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. This is the unseen. The unseen gifts and powers that Allah gives us are enormous. And who did we inherit this from? We inherited this from the prophets, and especially our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is his inheritance that we have in us. So I think we should see that the future for Muslims is bright.
Really? Have you heard the news about Gaza?
And you say the future of Muslims is bright. That's because, my dear brothers and sisters, our future is not measured by the standards of the dunya. It's not measured by material success. Our future is measured by how we will cope in the next world. Our future is bright if we believe that we will enter Jannah. Then our future is bright. But if our future is dictated by material success and political domination, then yeah, our future is grim. But we don't do that. Why? Because every time a Muslim dies, you do janazah on him or her. That's where that person's future, the future of this person now who's died in this world, where he has no connection with politics or economics or anything else, but he has now a connection to the other world. So as you're sending him to the other world, you're making dua for him. That Allah forgive him, Allah give him Jannah and all of that. So our future is bright if we live in this world believing that one day we will die, and one day we will meet our Lord, and one day, hopefully, bi'idhnillah, through Allah's fadl, we will enter Jannah. That's when the future is bright. But if our ideology, if our worldview, it's very important, this, if our understanding of how Muslims should be in this world is fixed on something that is going to change, like the economy, like politics. In a few months, we're going to change the president. That's not constant. It's not stable. People come and go every 4 years and you change your president, or every 8 years, whatever. That's not... As Ibrahim alayhi salam looked at the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he said, I can't worship these celestial objects. They're big, they're gigantic, they're influential, they give us light, they give us heat, they give us guidance, they give us everything, but I can't worship them because they disappear. La uhibbu al-afilin. I don't love anything that disappears. He couldn't reconcile the idea. Why would anyone want to worship something that is celestial and heavenly and noble when it disappears? So systems come and go. Politics change all the time. Economies go up and down. Everything changes. So why are we fixated on assuming that our success is trying to dominate something that undoubtedly will change? So Islam said, don't do that. You have to be fixed on the one being who will never change, and that is Allah. On the one reality that the Prophet Muhammad is the last Rasul, that will never change. On one reality that there is Jannah, that will never change. So we must now shift our focus from being secular minded to Muslim minded. Yes, we do have a role to play in fixing the problems of the world. I'm not saying that. We do have a, a role to say we need to stop the killing in Gaza. I'm not saying we should, we should. We do have a role to make things better in the world. We have a role. But that is not how you measure the success of a Muslim. The way you measure the success of a Muslim is that, is he eligible for Jannah or not? That's how we measure. Once we keep this standard, then we will have istiqamah. We're on the right track. This is Sirat al-Mustaqim. But if we give that up and start assuming that unless we are almighty and powerful and we have the most money and the best education and all of this, then I think we're doomed for failure, because these things change and these things will disappear. So then, the idea is that let's continue the trend of Ramadan and be constant and consistent with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be firm in our conviction that Allah is our Lord, and ask Allah for Jannah. May Allah allow us all to enter Jannah without any hisab. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.